The University of Pardubice offers a unique field of study. Its Faculty of Restoration provides a mix of practical training and theoretical basis for the restoration of old buildings, sculptures, books and other monuments and objects of historical value. Vít Pohanka has been there and has this report.
I'm standing in a spacious, well-lit workshop. The weather outside is a bit grey and rainy, but there is plenty of light coming through the large windows. Students are working with chisels and hammers on a Baroque statue. One of them is Rudolf Trucla.
To je anjel. Bude to možná na zámku v Konopišti. Tady tohle je hlína.
I'm working on these statues of angels, which might be used on the Konopišče castle near Prague. We're using clay and later we will make casts and use sand. Currently, I'm in my second year here.
Lákalo mě to už odmala, už od 15 let. Jsem chtěl být restaurátor, tak.
I was drawn to restoration from a young age. When I was 15, I decided to study at a secondary school in Uherské Hradiště in Moravia, which specializes in art and design. Now I am here in Litomyšl.
Litomyšli.
Třeba Akademie výtvarných umění by vás nelákala.
But why did you opt out for the Litomyšl Faculty of Restoration? Why did you not try the Academy of Arts in Prague that offers a similar program?
Mě nelákala muselná tvorba, takže jsem chtěl spíš opravovat sochy, restaurovat, než.
Mainly I wanted to repair statues rather than create new ones. So right now I have 2 years of study left in order to get my bachelor's degree. After that, I'm pretty much decided on getting a master's degree, because I need it to get an A-class license, with which I can restore a much wider range of sculptures, everything from stone to cast work. With an A-class license, I can also start my business and be my own boss. Although the most important thing for me now is that I enjoy the work, and right now it looks like there is quite a lot of work in the field of restoration. The monuments always need repairing and upkeep. At the same time, there are not that many people in this field of work. There are certainly fewer restorationists than, say, business managers.
Rozhodně třeba míněk, třeba manažerů nebo tak.
And it is precisely this mix of practical training and theoretical education that attracts young people to this small rural town. Jan Vojtěchovský is the vice dean responsible for international cooperation.
The philosophy of the faculty is that it is more about interdisciplinary cooperation. So we are not only linked to so-called artistic restoration, so the focus is on natural science and humanities as well, and we say that we have these three columns of natural science, art history, let's say, or humanities, and restoration as an art or technical part of the work. We have four restoration studios in four specializations. I'm the head of the studio of wall painting conservation. Then we have stone conservation and related materials. The third studio is bookbinding and paper conservation. And the fourth studio is artworks on paper and textile supports.
The Renaissance Castle of Litomyšl is one of the Czech UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The Faculty of Restoration of Pardubice University is right next to it, and Jan Vojtěchovský describes how much it is a part of the educational traditions and history of this town.
Okay, so we have two buildings. One building, which is the older in the history of faculty, is a former house linked to the Litomyšl Castle, which was a house of some officers, and in the yard of this house there was built a new studio for for our students, and there is also located a stone conservation studio. And then since 2004, I think it's we have a second building, which is a former Piarist college or monastery. And in the second building now we have other three conservation studios, so wall painting, paper and book binding, and our work, artworks on paper and textile supports.
How many students have you got, and what is kind of their educational history? Do they, what sort of training do they need to have before they come to the faculty?
They have to finish the secondary school, of course, and they come from different different fields. So of course, we are accepting students of art schools, secondary art schools. But as well, we accept students from grammar schools, for example. So it's quite a wide range. We have about 80 students, and our former dean he liked to say that we are so-called nano faculty. So it's in the range of the big University of Pardubice, we are really the smallest.
And you are the only one in the Czech Republic.
As a faculty, yes.
Experts and students of the faculty have had quite a few opportunities to work on projects both in the Czech Republic and abroad.
As we have four specializations, so it's really a lot of project, a lot of projects and a lot of works of arts which are coming to our faculty, or we are restoring on site, so-called on site, that means on the place. For example, last year the Stone Conservation Studio restored a tomb of Arnošt of Pardubice, which is located in Poland now, in Klocko. So that was quite important thing, because it is quite probable that the authors of this tomb is the Petr Parler workshop.
Just to explain, the Petr Parler workshop created some of the most prominent 14th century Gothic masterpieces in the Czech lands, including a substantial part of the St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague.
The colleagues from the paper studio, they are working on very important objects as well as other studios.
Who are your international partners, since you are Vice Dean for International Cooperation, if I understand, of International Relations?
So it's quite a wide range. In restoration field, we have the specialty that we have an organization, a lot of schools in the range of restoration or conservation are linked in such organization. This organization is called ANCOR. So with ANCOR we have many contacts with universities in Germany, Austria, Hungary, but also in Italy, Portugal, Spain, and so on.
Experts from Litomyšl took part in the restoration of other monuments of world importance. For example, the Charles Bridge in Prague or St. Barbara's Church in Kutná Hora.
Our colleagues were part of the team which was evaluating the state of stone parts of the bridge. And in Kutná Hora, of course, there are many valuable historical objects and statues. And our colleagues from the Stone Conservation Studio, they worked quite often there. And, for example, the Church of St. Barbara was also a matter of their interest.
How do you see the future of this faculty? There's probably no need for growth, no, in number of students, or is there?
No, I think that the field is really small, so we cannot grow in numbers very much, because then the market will be oversaturated. But of course, we want to develop our technologies. We want to develop in the international cooperation. So there is a lot of to do, of course.
Jan Wojciechowski, Vice Dean of the Faculty of Restoration. And finally, one of the students of restoration and conservation of paper, bookbinding and documents is Anna Pátková.
Od malička mě to táhlo k nějaké výtvarné činnosti. Já studovala jsem i střední školu zaměřenou jako uměleckou.
I have been drawn to creative work since I was little. I even attended a high school of art and design. This college in Litomyšl really won me over because it combines traditional manufacturing methods with books and book culture, which I have always been fond of. So I was glad to find something like that here.
Na čem konkrétně třeba teďka pracujete?
So what are you working on right here?
Teď tady před sebou mám už vyskládaný, vyspravený knižní blok.
A co to je za knihu teda?
Je to takový latinský teologický spis.
Right now I'm working on the first part of a theological book written in Latin. It originated in the 17th century. I'm now in the phase of sewing the bookbinding back together. The process of sewing is not too difficult, but you do need the experience to make the binding precise and straight. It needs to be tight enough to hold the book while not damaging it.
Mám ještě před sebou 2 roky studia, doufám, takže mě to...
I still have 2 years of college left, so I'm not too worried about finding work yet. Of course, I've already had an internship at one museum. In most bigger towns, there are restoration facilities and galleries, museums, libraries or archives. You can find paper archival material anywhere, so there is definitely a demand for paper restoration.
Vím, že v každém větším městě v galerii nebo právě v muzeích, v knihovnách, v archivech jsou restaurátorské dílny pro nás, pro náš obor.
In most bigger towns, there are restoration facilities and galleries, museums, libraries or archives. You can find paper archival material anywhere, so there is definitely a demand for paper restoration.
Já se nějak poradím.
Obviously, graduates of this faculty of the University of Pardubice do not need to be worried by limited work prospects. On the contrary. From Litomyšl in Eastern Bohemia, Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.